Imagine a world where the lowest paid workers in a company receive living wages, predictable schedules, and genuine opportunities for advancement, and where this approach actually makes the business more profitable, not less. This isn't some utopian fantasy. In the case for good jobs, Zeynep Tan presents compelling evidence that investing in frontline workers creates extraordinary business success. When PayPal discovered employees were using soup kitchens despite receiving market-rate pay, and when Aetna's CEO Mark Bertolini found full-time workers relying on food stamps and Medicaid, these companies faced a stark reality. The conventional wisdom about labor costs was fundamentally broken. The book challenges the deeply entrenched belief that some jobs simply can't justify higher wages. What if this assumption is not just morally questionable, but also bad business? Warren Buffett's business partner, Charlie Munger, called Tan's principles blindingly obvious once you see them in action. In a country where CEOs make 670 times more than their median workers, and 70% of Americans believe the economic system is rigged against them, this research-backed approach offers a compelling alternative to the race-to-the-bottom mentality. Most executives view poor wages as economic necessity rather than a management choice. This mindset has created a crisis where 44% of American workers earn a median annual pay of just $17,950, with minorities disproportionately affected. Even at $15 an hour, full-time workers in many areas fall below the living wage needed for families. The consequences include declining life expectancy from deaths of despair and increasing labor unrest. For businesses, low pay creates a bandwidth tax that undermines performance. Financially insecure workers make more errors and have higher accident rates. This creates a vicious cycle. Inadequate pay drives high turnover, preventing companies from building a capable workforce and resulting in widespread operational problems. The Good Job strategy combines four operational choices with employee investment to create a virtuous cycle of high performance. First, focus and simplify. Maintain clarity about your customer value proposition and eliminate non-value-adding elements. Mercadona Supermarket reduced its product assortment by 1,000 items while maintaining 98% of sales and eliminating substantial complexity. Second, standardize and empower. Create standard procedures for routine tasks while giving employees decision-making authority to enhance customer satisfaction, ensuring consistency and flexibility where each is most valuable. Third, cross-train employees across multiple functions. This allows adaptation to customer traffic fluctuations, maximizing productivity and fostering ownership. At Quick Trip, employees rotate through different stations, reducing boredom while ensuring optimal coverage. Fourth, operate with slack, staff slightly above minimum required labor hours. This ensures employees can work effectively, respond during peak periods, and take time off without burdening colleagues, ultimately reducing errors and improving service. These operational choices must pair with meaningful investment in people through higher wages, stable schedules, internal promotion, and strong performance management. The results can be remarkable. Mercadona enjoys 3.4% turnover versus industry norms 15 times higher and higher profitability despite offering both lower prices and excellent service. Companies trapped in vicious cycles develop five critical disabilities that prevent effective execution. First, they can't hire or retain talent. Low pay attracts few applicants, while high turnover forces managers to accept almost anyone without investing in development. Second, they can't empower employees. Poorly trained staff make frequent mistakes, prompting management to implement more controls and centralized decisions, eroding trust between employees and leadership. Third, they struggle to balance labor with demand. Companies often cut labor costs while expanding services, dangerously overloading skeleton crews. Fourth, they fail to retain strong managers. Unit managers, arguably the most critical employees in multi-unit organizations, face turnover above 30%, while department manager turnover exceeds 50%. Fifth, they can't maintain high standards. Operational instability leads to tolerating low performers because replacement creates additional work. The costs of mediocrity are substantial. At Aetna, voluntary turnover cost $27 million annually, double what raising minimum wage from $12 to $16 would cost. Indirect costs were even higher. Absenteeism, rework, and poor customer service brought the total to $120 million, making the $10.5 million needed to raise base pay seem minimal. Leaders who've successfully adopted good job systems think fundamentally differently about business. They prioritize customers over short-term financials and reject high turnover and neglected frontline work. Jim Sinegal, Costco's co-founder and CEO from 1983 to 2012, exemplifies this approach. Despite his success, Sinegal maintained extraordinary humility, working from a tiny office, answering his own phone, taking a modest salary, and spending 200 days yearly visiting frontline operations, which he considered where the most important work gets done. Under his leadership, Costco grew revenues at 12% annually from 1985 to 2022, with profits growing at 13% and stock price at 17%, significantly outperforming the S&P 500's 9.3%. In 2021, Costco paid median hourly wages exceeding $25, 80% above industry median, with nearly 90% of employees eligible for health benefits. This investment yielded remarkable stability. Average employee tenure reached 9 years in 2021, with 60% having 5 or more years of service and turnover of just 6% for employees with at least 1 year. As Sinegal explains, 70 cents of every dollar we spend to run our company goes to people. If you don't do that well, you are going to screw up your company pretty badly. Successful good jobs transformations begin by stabilizing the workforce to break the vicious cycle through competitive pay, predictable schedules, clear metrics, advancement paths, and sufficient work time. To implement these changes affordably, eliminate labor-intensive activities customers don't value. This simplification allows higher pay while reducing wasted labor hours, improving both service and employee experience. Smoothing workload enhances productivity, quality, and schedule stability by scheduling non-customer tasks during slow periods, adjusting demand through pricing, and better matching staffing to patterns. When investing in pay, prioritize positions with highest turnover and those most critical to success. Costco demonstrates this approach. Their above-market wages for entry-level positions yield turnover rates one-third the industry average and significantly higher per-employee productivity. Companies on the excellence journey achieved remarkable results. Quest Diagnostics reduced call center turnover by over 50% and cut absenteeism from 12.4% to 4.2%. PayPal's call center turnover fell from 19.4% to 7.3% in 1 year. Mudbay reduced turnover by 35%, while Sam's Club decreased hourly turnover by 25% and manager turnover by 29%. These companies gained competitive advantages, including better COVID-19 adaptability and enhanced customer differentiation. As Mudbay's Lars Wolf noted, "The good job strategy has made us much more likely to be here, healthy, growing, and profitable 10 and 20 years from now." This book returns to good management fundamentals, creating customer value, prioritizing customer-facing employees, ensuring workplace dignity, designing meaningful work, involving workers in improvement, and maintaining ethical practices. Evidence confirms that investing in people isn't just right, it's smart. What if business excellence comes not from minimizing labor costs, but from investing in the people who create value for your customers?